Ukraine says, we did it. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. Russia pushing back against claims that Ukraine caused the fire which sank a Russian ship in the Black Sea.
Russia's premier warship, the Moskva, sank yesterday about 60 miles south of Odessa. That's a major setback for the Russians here in Ukraine. That flagship vessel became a somewhat infamous symbol of Ukraine's defiance in the early days of war. You may remember that Ukrainian border guard told that ship to go blank themselves. Now that massive ship has sank. Ukrainian officials claim that they used decoys and hit the Russian ship with a Neptune anti-ship missile, while Russia acknowledged just a fire aboard. Roughly 500 Russians had to abandon that ship.
Fox's Matt Finn in western Ukraine. A federal jury wasted no time convicting an Ohio man for his role in the January 6th riot. Fox's Janya J. Powers joins us live with more.
It took a jury less than 3 hours to convict Dustin Byron Thompson of 6 felony and misdemeanor charges related to the January 6th riot, including obstructing Congress from certifying Joe Biden's presidential win. Thompson, who had driven from Ohio to Washington, D.C., had claimed he was only, quote, following presidential orders from former President Donald Trump. He testified during the trial, admitting to joining the mob attack, stealing a coat rack and a bottle of bourbon, but that he regretted his disgraceful behavior, disgraceful in quotes. He was wearing a bulletproof vest when he entered the Capitol.
And Tanya, Johns Hopkins University says many of the nation's COVID patients suffer from brain fog. Dr. Joel Rosenstock is an infectious disease expert with advice.
Sleep is an absolute priority. And if you're not sleeping because of fear and anxiety and depression, then you need to see somebody.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
It was today, 75 years ago, that Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball. And Fox's Matt Napolitano tells us the day's being marked around the nation.
It was on this date in 1947 that Jackie Robinson made his Brooklyn Dodgers debut. Today in New York, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred will be on hand to reveal new signage in Times Square, renaming the intersection of 42nd Street and Broadway Jackie Robinson Way in honor of the Hall of Famer's league-wide retired jersey number 42. That number will be sported by all MLB players, managers, and coaches today as part of an annual tradition honoring the first black player in the majors. In Los Angeles, the now home of the Dodgers, members of the ball club are expected to pay tribute to the icon prior to first pitch at the statue honoring Robinson outside of Dodger Stadium. Jackie's widow, Rachel Robinson, who will turn 100 this year, will be in attendance tonight to watch the Dodgers face the Cincinnati Reds. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Both French Muslims and Jews are alarmed by a proposal from far-right presidential candidate Marine Le Pen. She says she wants animals to be stunned before they're slaughtered to reduce their suffering. But some religious groups say that would violate their rituals. Frank James, the accused New York City subway shooter, remains in federal lockup this morning after appearing in Brooklyn federal court.
During his brief appearance in court, James, wearing inmate clothing but not handcuffed or shackled, looked alert and aware of what was taking place. The judge ordered James held without bail. Prosecutors, in a 6-page letter to the court, wrote, quote, "The defendant committed a premeditated mass shooting on the New York City subway system and then fled the scene with a stockpile of ammunition and other dangerous items stowed in his storage unit."
Fox's David Lee Miller. James's defense attorney asked the public to withhold judgment, but she did not deny his involvement. He's charged with shooting 10 people. I'm Roger Stern. You're listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.